The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, is an inspirational hour that'll take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. Get ready to be transformed from Dr. Jen's live guided healing meditations and intuitive readings, and unveil the power of connecting to spirit, the angels, and your higher self. Dr. Jen is passionate about helping you find the answers you're looking for through an inward journey that'll strengthen your connection to spirit and help you trust your intuition. Now, here's your host, Dr. Jen Royster.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the show. And boy, do we have a show for you. I've been working with angels this week about the upcoming very first new moon of 2020, which is in Aquarius. And this one brings some strong feeling to it. It's an emotional feeling type of moon. And sometimes that makes you nervous. Trust me, I've already been feeling it quite a bit myself. So I want everyone to know that feeling sometimes can feel, I know we're going to hear that word a lot today, out of your comfort zone, because you feel vulnerable. You feel, you know, out there. And some people want to shut that down. Some people want to not feel life. And I really wanted to address that before we even started in this one, because an open heart is how you send and receive love. And if we shut down to not feel, we're really closing the heart off a bit. We're closing this most powerful part of us, the fourth chakra, the heart, the energy of the heart. The heart feels and processes emotions and feelings. And it also, you know, you look at the research on that, and it shows that it also has the second brain, or one that's more powerful than the mind. And when we're on the spiritual awakening path, we're learning and we're finding that we don't want to make a choice from the mind as much as we want to from the heart. So this is going to be an interesting new moon. What is a new moon? A new moon in astrology is new beginnings. It's a brand new everything. Every month we have a new moon. Every month we have a full moon. The full moons are releasing. New moons are starting and brand new and fresh. So these are beautiful moons. The new moons are great for being clear with the universe. If you're into law of attraction, which, you know, very much is a spiritual law, the law of attraction is we attract to us what we are, not what we want, what we are. And that would include your feelings, your beliefs, everything. So, you know, when we really think about what we send out, we have come back, and it's written in many different ways. What goes around comes around, all that kind of stuff. You reap what you sow. Well, they're all talking, from the way I understand it, law of attraction. Heart-centered, same thing here. If you have an open heart and you are able to send love out, you will receive it back. You'll receive it back the way that you need. It might not be exactly the same. Sometimes we feel like we send it out, and if you're expecting something a certain way, we've actually closed off the opportunities for love to come back to us. I wonder if you've ever thought about that. So this one, this particular new moon, so let's go into that, because I love working with angels and the guidance, the insight, just the comfort, the uplifting, gentle nudges that they can give us when we're going through times like this. I mean, this is so new. We're out of our comfort zone, but we're also in a brand new way of living better. And we are all learning how to do it. Oh, that's a jet. If you hear something strange, all of a sudden I just heard something go over the sky. I think that's a jet. Pretty sure it's a jet. Anyway, with this new moon, it's an Aquarius new moon. And Aquarius is the water bearer. And water is very much associated with the energy of emotions and feeling. Water, a lot of times, is that is just the part of that part of us where we feel things. We just feel it. So the water bearer it's associated, the Aquarius is associated with just carrying those emotional burdens, just wearing it, you know, like, have you ever felt like you just carrying it all on your shoulders? And it's not for suffering, but some of us have a tendency to do that. Some of us will carry it for others. Empaths will do that. They'll feel everything. But when we look at what this one's doing, this one's really going to go deep. And for some of us, it will feel uncomfortable at first, but do your best to let it flow, and it may come in unexpected ways and surprise you what it is. I mean, I've already been having that myself. I know. And if you need to just stop and have a good cry, do it. I have. And I know that I'm releasing energies and emotions that are no longer helping me. I'm releasing and freeing myself when I do that. Don't be afraid to feel. And because now you're connecting more with the spiritual side of you. You're connecting with your soul. You're connecting with your heart, and you're opening it up. Some people are really scared with that. They go, no, if I open that up and if I go there, I'm just going to get hurt again. I'm not saying you won't feel that too, but we don't want to be afraid to live life. We don't want to shut it down so much that we don't feel anything at all. That feels so disconnected. And a lot of the people that describe their loneliness, it comes from such a disconnection. This world is an interesting, crazy place. I know. But we came here and we're forging a new way to live in it in a completely different vibrational frequency, a higher frequency. I'm all about living in a higher frequency. I'm all about healing and everyone finding their path and feeling that they are truly connected with their soul and their and why they're here. So this one is one that you will feel the emotions deeply. They'll take you deep. Those ones that you'd rather not feel, sometimes you might feel those. And it's a strong vibration that'll last through the entire year, actually. Yeah, this one will help lead us to emotional freedom. Think about that. Emotional freedom. Wow. What a beautiful idea to feel free to express who you really are, to feel free to be who you are. So this one will nug at the heartstrings a little bit. This one will probably bring up some things that you don't want to think about that, you know, has been addressed in some astrology terminology, that it'll be a little bit volatile. I try to focus on, okay, if it brings up something like that in me where I feel like an anger or an intense, darker emotion, then I've made this promise to myself, okay, if you feel those, because everybody does, if you feel that, let's address it. Let's go there. Let's work it out. Let's find out why. Expect some dreams to come in a little deeper, maybe some really strange dreams, because this spiritual awakening is just really starting to roll. This whole year is going to be quite the, you know, and it may not feel easing into it. Sometimes it might feel uneasing, you know, but the more that we go, you know what? Okay. I'm in this boat. I'm on this journey. Let's just do this, and let's do it the best we can. You will find that quite a bit of the bumps and the difficulty of the challenge will actually guide you to something that's better. I'm not saying the whole thing's going to feel that way, but if you are feeling some of that, listen to what it's trying to point out to you. Listen to that. So when I reached in and I asked, okay, angels, this one's going to be really emotional for my audience, for myself, because I am a highly emotional empath person too, you know. I mean, I was the one that cried at the drop of a hat all through school, you know, and quite like that now. But boy, I'll tell you, sometimes when it comes on, it's hard to turn it off, you know. And then I know, wow, you've been doing the water bearer thing. You've been carrying all of that. It's time to release it. The water bearer has a tendency to, okay, time. If you look at the icon images for Aquarius, it's a lot of times a woman, sometimes a man. I've seen that too, where they're pouring out water out of a jug. They're releasing. They're moving that energy through. And that's, to me, what it represents. So when I see that, it helps me remember, okay, you need to let that flow through. When we hold it, that's when it feels so hard. If we just hold it, if we are just, okay, don't let anybody see it. Oh, yeah. I understand. Sometimes those tears can hit you at the absolute worst time. You know, you're getting ready to walk into a meeting at your job, or you're getting ready to go live on the air like me. And you're going, okay, how am I going to do this? What am I going to do? This is when I just stop dead in my tracks and I just go, okay. And I ask the angels to go, okay, help me. I'm starting to feel it. Let me take a deep breath, you know, because we feel that. And this is what I do. If I don't even have any flower, because I love flower essence, that you can use for emotional purposes for years. And I'm not a spokesperson, but I will just say it, give them a free shout out. Bach Flower Essence, I love Rescue Remedy for situations like that. If you have it hit you, and you might in the next couple of weeks, there's different flower essence out there, but that's the one that I like. But this is that's a very powerful thing. I've seen that work with PTSD, with veterans. I've seen that work in amazing ways. But if you have something suddenly just hit you and it's very difficult, but you've got to get it together to persevere and find your way through it, that's a beautiful, natural, it's an emotional balancer is what it is. And it can help you. It doesn't help you avoid what you're doing. It just helps you see that, you know, wait a minute, I can do this. I can handle it. And you're very clear. You're very conscious. You're in it. You're grounded in it. It helps you process through. So whenever you need something like that, that's a great thing to have on hand. That's just one of the things, but also the angels. The angels, if you don't have any of that, and sometimes you won't, you will just be out there in that element without it. You stop and you say, thank you for helping me to stand up strong and find my way through this and to think clearly and ground yourself in the gratitude that they are right there with you. You're just reconnecting with them. Your guardian angel is always there and you just ground right in. And you know what? I mean, anxiety attacks, whatever it is that might pop up for you, or processing grief, or you know, you've lost someone, or you're nervous about a situation, anything. Life is life. You stop and you ground. And I don't necessarily approach the angels with, oh, please, are you there? That's coming across that I feel that they're so far away from me and they can't hear me. So I immediately start off with a thank you for being there with me all the time. And I'm just stopping to acknowledge you're there and helping me find my way through this, and then go about what you got to do. And honestly, I have never seen where they have not been there. I mean, they just miraculously will just drop in what you need. And it's a beautiful way how they unfold things and clear a path for you and show you the direction. And it's simple and it's available to everyone. It doesn't cost you any money. It is a simple, beautiful thing that is the right for all. And I really wanted you guys to hear that right up front, because if you feel a lot of change going on with you. And, you know, that's something I'm noticing. This moon's going to be about that too, but it's a tense and a lot. This is tense. We have that Saturn, Uranus, Pluto thing going on, and that's all about changing it, tearing down the old. So if you guys have been going through in the last couple of months, feeling like, you know, I feel like I just need to reinvent the wheel in my life, you're right in the pocket with the energy that is flowing in. You don't have to have it all figured out in 5 minutes. It's going to unfold throughout the year. Please know that. Please know that. But if you're feeling like that, I have too. I've been looking for things that I could do better. I'm doing things and I go, I love what I'm doing. I don't necessarily find that it, you know, there's things that I don't want to do, but I'm looking for ways I can do it better or improve it or find a way to take it up another level. Things like that. That might be what you're experiencing, or you might be experiencing, this has got to go. This is not doing me any good. These emotions that are coming up with this moon, they are making an impact on everyone, whether you know it or not. But if you are really feeling the call to change something, don't worry about if you're not sure what it is yet, because this ball is rolling very quickly and it's expanding in a lot of different directions with all these different planetary alignments that are coming in with this influence. And a lot of people are feeling this where they never thought they did or they didn't take it seriously. Honestly, the more you look into it, the more it's like, you know, there's something to this. And, you know, these are those things where, to me, it gives an explanation that, okay, sometimes there's just not a research out there to make sense of what's going on, right? Faith, if you think of your faith or what your beliefs are, those are something that you believe in that you can't necessarily see. And you don't always need that proven to you. It's just, you just know that's what's right for you. Whatever that path is that you take. And this particular, like Uranus is ruled by Aquarius. Okay. So you're going to feel that one a little bit. And that's the planet of change and awakening, spiritual awakening, change. So you will feel it a little bit more and it might feel emotional. You see, so this is the type of energy we're working with here. And I have quite a bit I want to share with you. The angels that you want to call on if you're really feeling like you're in over your head or drowning in these emotions in the next week, 2 weeks, or even if you've been feeling it now, that would be Michael to take away the fear of feeling. Archangel Michael, your guardian angel, help me ease up and take away this fear of just feeling this. Or to avoid or to just address those things you've had stuffed down. Because this is going to go deep and dig up the deeper ones that we've tucked away. Because it's clearing it out for you. Because the more that you release some of that heavy stuff that's in the way back emotional closet, the lighter and more emotional freedom you have to lift your frequency and move forward. And that this year, that's a whole year, man. We are living in a new frequency. It's a new frequency, whether you know it or not. And because of that frequency being higher, it's harder to live the way it was. We're just not okay with it anymore. It's motivating us to figure it out and change it. And at the beginning of something like that, it feels uneasy. You feel like, why am I not okay with everything that I have? You might be in a situation where everything feels fantastic. Your job is great money. You know, you've got everything in your life like laid out picture perfect when you look at it materially. But something feels like it's got to change and you feel like, what am I doing? That happens. And you can take half steps. You don't have to just throw everything out the window, but you want to address it. So I'm going to take a quick break now, and then we're going to come back and dive into this. I want to welcome everyone that is joining us. Whether you're listening to the audio out there or on archive, the podcast afterwards, if you're with us during the live stream, we are live streaming on my YouTube channel. If you want to join us over there, we have a live chat. We're also live streaming on Facebook through our network, Transformation Talk Radio. You can check it out there, and we want to welcome everyone joining us that way as well. So if you have any questions, you can call in 1-800-930-2819. You can put them up in the live chat, and we're just going to work through what this new moon, this deep emotional new moon in Aquarius, and what the angels can bring to us to lift us and support us while we're processing, healing, releasing, and finding emotional freedom. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to the Jen Royster Show, and we will be right back after the break.
Have you ever heard of the 90-10 rule? It goes like this. 90% of the time, no one is thinking of you. 90% of the time, everyone's thinking about themselves. And if you think of it like that, it takes the weight off because now you're not being judged. I'm Megan Edge. I'd love for you to join me on Playing on the Edge Radio, Radical Change with Ease, with my co-host Dr. Pat on Transformation Radio FM.
Dream on, fly high, and live adventurously on The Laura Meeks Show. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Laura Meeks guides you in finding your unique gifts and bringing them to life. As a certified life coach, speaker, and veteran bomber pilot for the U.S. Air Force, Laura knows how to follow a dream. She is ready to support you so you can dream on, fly high, and live adventurously. For more information on Laura and her work, visit flyhighliving.com.
You know that moment when you realize you've mastered your wellness or that you will never fall off the roller coaster of life? Well, yeah, me either. But I still ride unicorn. I will teach you how to become a mindset master. You will learn how your habits and behavior affect the success of your nutrition and exercise, relationships, organization, and so much more. Motivation doesn't arrive in an email, so stop waiting for it. You have to take action, then motivation follows. I am Coach Peggy Wells. Get out of your comfort zone and recognize the simple truth. We aren't that special. We all have crap to deal with, and we all have a lot more in common than not. I want to spark you into action. We will learn, love, and laugh together. So join me every first and third Monday at 3 p.m. Pacific for Coach Couch and Coffee Radio, where you will learn that being happy and healthy is way more than carrot sticks and squats. Talk to you later.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. I am so thrilled to be talking to all of you. We have got talk radio for all of us. Are you ready and willing and able to accept all of the abundance you can muster up in your life? Yeah. Check us out at drpatshow.com, transformationtalkradio.com, transformationradio.fm. Oh my goodness.
Stuck in a roundabout of dysfunction? Learn how to speak your truth to power with host Dr. Kathy Aubert. Create real change with smart tools and smart strategies. No frills, no fluff, just life-changing conversations to help get you where you want to be. Extend your reach and become an agent for real change with Kathy Aubert. For more information on Kathy and her work, please visit drkathyaubert.com. That's drkathyaubert.com.
Welcome back to the show. Okay, I'm over here in the YouTube live chat, and I see a couple of questions that I do want to address. And this one, yes, this is right in the pocket of what we have. So if I'm not pronouncing this correctly, I apologize, but I see Dalek or Dalek. Hello, Jen. Good morning. I have been doing some angel card readings in the last days, and mostly it tells me to change my life. Yeah, you're right in the pocket, aren't you? Leave my comfort zone and go through what I believe. Okay, I feel it. that I should change my life, but I don't know how. Can you please ask angels for me? Okay, yeah, this is very much, you know, what we were talking about. And she, this is something, if you're getting a consistent message, and sometimes we can, with a tarot deck or the oracle cards, which I have used, I have a lot of decks actually. I've noticed that if you sometimes do it too many times in a row, it can confuse you more. And then another thing, like say, you can pull a card daily, and then we're more like, well, that doesn't make sense with what I asked. I know that's happened before too. It's something we haven't quite seen yet. So what I recommend in that, and I'm asking as well, but I'm hearing and I'm feeling a guardian angel here that is bringing in a calm comfort, like putting the hand on the shoulder saying, it's going to be okay. You're starting to wake up that there's change. And the first thing that the universe needed to do was get your attention that there was some changes to be made. So you're not behind. You haven't lost or missed a message. But now what I'm hearing, and I'm finding this a very interesting, very gentle message for you, is that you have a lot of different directions that could be potentially amazing for you, and you love them all. I don't feel like there's just one. However, we can feel overwhelmed because we want to do all of them at the same time because we love them all. I can attest to that. I'm like that. And when we harness it and we're narrowing the focus, and that would be Archangel Ariel. Archangel Ariel would come through for me on that. That one helps you to narrow the focus in one direction. And what I feel is it's something that you are learning about. It's something, it's very new for you. And, you know, you might be reading a lot of books. I feel like there's like study going on. But if there's something that you just feel so drawn to and you're thinking about it all the time, I would definitely, the way you can be clear, and the universe will follow you, it won't try to tell you, including the angels, won't try to tell you what to do, because you have the free will to choose. Because I'm being shown that you have several options. And to basically, you're looking for the one that's the most interesting to you, the one that you have the most energy uplift from when you are spending time with that. Whatever that one is, and it feels very interesting because it won't be like, okay, throw everything away and just stop it all. This feels like you might start going, might pull one thing away and replace it with something else. It's going to be gradual. I feel like this entire year will be a gradual transition into something else. And it's going to work really well for you to go with that. The other thing, if you have more than one, another suggestion for you guys, if you have more than one angel card deck, I've done this before on challenging questions. I've taken the same question and I've asked it with one deck, and then I'll go and ask it with another and another and another. I might have five different ones, but I've asked the same question at the same reading. I mean, it's interesting how that'll pull some more information out too. Now, you're looking to gently transition. It won't feel, I'm getting the impression that you feel like you have to just stop everything all of a sudden, or it will be very drastic and it's very uncomfortable and it's a little bit scary because it's so unknown. This one is not feeling like that at all. The message I'm receiving, it's more, it, you know, it's like this. If you go to a grocery store and say you've always bought this particular brand of bread, and you have, that's what you bought, that was the one, no other, and then you switch over to something different, that's a gradual shift. You've replaced one with another. Some of it does feel like it's still that you'll have the bread, but a different way. And that's the answer. I mean, I know that's what I'm getting. I'm getting that this is okay. You're unfolding this. And sometimes if we ask too many times, like I said before, it can get confusing. If you find that it's muddling your messages with your cards, leave it alone for a week or two and then go back and check in. Sometimes we ask so much that we're pulling ourselves in too many directions and we're second guessing a lot. Sometimes that's what's happening. We're second guessing this to that. It might be overanalyzing the reading, but what I'm hearing is the consistency is it's time for some change. And the universe has put it out there to you because it's not coming in clear which way to go. It's because it's saying, what do you really love? This new moon would be a great thing to ask. What do I really love? What really lifts me? And I can't wait to do it again. Those things that just give you all that extra energy when you don't have any. That's what you're looking for. Because your passions, and a lot of times they're in a hobby or something you're just naturally good at, is a little bit of a clue. It might just be a piece of it. So just check that out. Now, let me go on. Let me move on. We have one from Maddie. I feel like this incredible urge to change has been building so much in the last few weeks and months. I've been working on my patience and feel like major energy is clearing. Any advice for the wait? Ah, that would be take a deep breath and just go, okay. Oh, that's the part that's hard. I agree. I hear you guys. Sometimes that wait, like, when's it going to slow down? We're going to be clearing for most of the year. We're going to be getting used to this new life, this new energy, this change energy. If you think about it, all of this energy for change, that's a lot of change, a lot of massive change when you look at how much has to change. So for them to throw it at us and expect us to change it overnight would be so not realistic and quite rough. That would be very difficult. The universe has actually been very gentle and gradually shifting us over the last decade, really, over the last 20, 30 years even. It's just constantly evolving. It did pick it up and speed up, and this year is a very strong one. Last year was one. And now the energy is like, okay, now we're practicing. And one of the themes of this whole year that I'm noticing is we're getting used to being out of our comfort zone for a bit. We're going to be out of it for a bit because that's where change happens. If you're in your comfort zone, everything's great. There's nothing. It's like, don't fix it if it ain't broke, that kind of thing. That's what comfort zones feel like. To be out of the comfort zone, it changes the whole game. And it also wakes up and opens us up to start looking and seeking for new creativity, new ideas, new ways to solve old problems, not the same way we try to. So for everyone, really, everybody, that nobody's being, you know, excluded from this, really. It's just that it might look like some people are just handling it just fine. Well, they may have been working on it. They might have been proactive. And if it's just starting for you, that doesn't mean that you aren't right or wrong. It just means that's where you are in your journey. We all work on different things at the same time. So, Maddie, that's a deep breath. Any advice on the way? You're right in there. You're right in tune with it. And I asked the angels for that. Michael's wonderful for that because when I feel like I'm spinning around in circles, I ask for him to come help me and kind of, okay. And he just comes and he wraps his wings. This is what I visualize. I feel like these beautiful wings of strength just wrap around me, help me take a deep breath and go, it's all going to be fine. You're processing. Don't try to skip part of the journey. This is the message that I'm receiving for you as well, Maddie. Don't try to wish it to be a way faster. You're missing part of the journey when we do that. We don't realize that. We feel like, oh, could this just hurry up? There's still things to experience in the journey. So I had someone tell me when I was a child, don't wish your life away. And that stuck with me forever. Because it totally makes sense. That's wishing part of the journey to just speed up and fast forward through. And you miss things that are very important to your experience when that happens. That's what I'm getting for that. I know. And you're welcome to, like, you know, no worries. I hope that you are, that you enjoy the journey of what's unfolding for you. Kelly saying, hello, Jen. The universe keeps sending me turtles. I'm loving it. Oh, turtles. Turtles are beautiful. Turtles, nobody rushes a turtle, but they're methodical. They persevere. They're strong. They finish out. They continue. They do what they do. They're very prehistoric. They have found a way to survive all this time. Turtle is good energy for you. Very good. And it calms you. I feel that it's calming for you, not hyper. So that's awesome to see that you're receiving the turtle energy. Just, you know, what can they show you? Look at the personalities of them. And to come out of the shell, absolutely. You've got it. It's, don't be afraid. Yeah, don't be afraid. And what does a turtle do? A turtle knows when to come out of its shell. Turtle energy can give you discernment. They know when to come out of the shell. They know when to go inside, protect yourself. I don't want you to miss that part. That's actually a good part. They teach you, you know, the slow, steady pace. Know when to come out, when to hold back. That's the type of energy that'll be very good for you right now. Let's see. Any messages for you? To better open up for the rest of the world. Well, I think working with the turtle, I think you've answered it yourself, actually. The turtle energy is working for you and helping you to find that grounded, steady pace that will help you be out in the world more without the world overwhelming and just, you know, just being too much. So that's the part I like for you. So that is what I'm receiving as well. So I'm revalidating more to you what I think you already have right there for you. Journey to becoming me. Hi, Jen. I have been feeling like I want to take my body off and run away. No idea where away is. Ugh. Also have felt like there are so many dying from cancer, suicide. What's going on? Okay, you're feeling the world. You're processing emotions that are someone else's journey. That's what that looks like to me. And here's the other thing. Yes, there is a lot of people. You're seeing a lot of that. Because we are connected to the internet and the way we can just get news instantaneously, we're going to see a lot more of that. What I also know is that when you're looking at this from a spiritual metaphysical way and with the soul's journey, sometimes we literally are choosing to leave, and some of it we don't understand. You know, sometimes that's very confusing. It's like, why is this happening to people that don't deserve it? Things like that. It's part of the life here, because from the soul, the soul came here for reasons, and the soul came here to do certain things. And some of them, some of the contracts, we call it a soul contract, some of them never chose to be here. Like, think of it with a child, like more than 5 years or 10 years or whatever. This is a perspective, guys. You don't have to believe it if you don't want to. These are things that I have researched, and when I've done readings where I've connected with family members that have passed on, and some of them that have come to me that are on my own family, I have received amazing messages of what they're doing over there. Some of them have been suicide. Some of them have been, you know, why this cancer is such an amazing person? Why did this happen? And they are on the other side, more times than not, they are on the other side. They are assisting in this whole shift. They're assisting the rest of us, and they're back there doing their jobs. It's like they just came here on a temp visa or a temp job, and they went back. And that was just how they chose to exit from a soul level. I'm not saying everybody's asking for that kind of thing to happen, but the soul, when you, the soul will, It's interesting because sometimes we learn and grow through things. Like I've had people tell me that they didn't change and they're thankful for the heart attacks they had. They would never have gotten to where they are now if they hadn't had something like that happen to them. That sounds weird. That's coming from the people themselves. And when I've connected with people that are on the other side and done a reading, they're doing amazing stuff over there. They're good. They came here, they did what they had to do. And sometimes that role is to play that part for someone else that stays here. But if you are feeling the world, we can only handle but so much. I mean, you're probably feeling that Aquarius energy where you're the water bearer. You're feeling all those emotions of everyone. And I'm not saying don't feel it, but it's also more of an awareness. We will feel that. In past, if you are that type of person, you're going to feel it. I'm not going to pretend you're not. But the goal is not to try to not feel at all, but to decipher what you're feeling like, okay, this is mine, that's not, this is mine, that's not. And when it's not yours to process or grow through, it's more of a, you know what, I need to let this move through me with compassion, send a prayer out, release it, let it go. If you keep holding on to it, it's just going to keep intensifying emotions that are painful for everybody. So these are things that you can do. And this is what angels are really good at that can help you. They're so good at when we feel like you're talking about, okay, I'm feeling all this stuff and this is really hard. And what are we supposed to do? And why is all this happening? Why is this causing a fright in me? Because all these people are dying and what's happening? The world is shifting in a big way, and some people don't want to ascend up to a higher frequency, and some people do, but some people have already finished out why they came here, and they're just going back home. This is really just more of a place to learn, kind of like going away to school and going back. This is from a soul level. But if you're still here, and I'm still here, we're all still here, we want to focus on what we're doing here. Why are we still here? All these people left, but why are we still here? We're here to make this a better place. We're here to see through the transitions. We're here to grow. We're here to better improve ourselves, to raise our own frequency, to work on our own soul growth. So that was a long answer, but it was an important one. So I hope that made sense to you. I'm not saying it'll be easy. It's hard to watch what we're seeing sometimes, but this world is like that. So let me go through a little bit more before I run out of time. Let me talk about what might be coming up for you in this moon. So, all right. Excuse me. I had to clear my throat. I'm starting to get emotional too. I'm feeling you guys. I know. All right. I was already talking about how Uranus is ruled by Aquarius. So that's water and emotions. All right. So yes, we can change. Change is going to manifest, and it can do it in a lot of ways. This one is working. This new moon's working with our emotions to trigger us to change. So you guys that are asking all those questions about change, yeah, you're right in there. You can see that, right? This is triggering us to want change. And it's not like you won't feel it on January. You know, the moon comes on 24th, but a lot of times you're feeling that as we're approaching it. Like for the last week, it probably intensified. And it's about how we feel about things in our life, how we feel. Sometimes it's deep. Sometimes we're stressed out and overwhelmed and we're trying to figure out why. Or sometimes we're just feeling numb and we're not happy, we're not satisfied. Those are those kinds of feelings that can trigger change because you're feeling like, I just can't keep doing it like this. I need to do something. Something just doesn't feel right. Or it feels stale. It feels stagnant. Or just you're starting to feel like you're going into a depression. If you need help, don't hesitate. Call out and get help with depression. But if it's a spiritual awakening trigger, why? You know, let this moon help you. Angels can come and comfort you like you've never known. Just lifting the fear of what's coming. I mean, sometimes it's literally fear of the future we're feeling here. We're so scared of what's happening, what's going on. And that is a fear that will just lock you down. And now you're just kind of deer in the headlight. You're not going, you're not moving, you're frozen in fright. And you don't want to be frozen. You want to make choices and changes, and you don't want to be afraid to do that. All those other influences of the planetary alignments are helping with that. Jupiter was doing that. That's the expansion planet. Pluto is very good for coming in and is like, okay, this needs to go. It's like they come in and they're the demolition team, and they just go, okay, let's just get rid of all this. We don't need this anymore. If you're clinging to any of that, you're going, ah, what's going on? Where then the other one, Uranus, is like, yeah, let's change. Let's kick this into gear. That's why we're going to feel out of our comfort zone for probably most of the year while we're working this. And that, don't get depressed about that. That just means we are now in the energy of moving forward. You got to be a little bit out into the unknown to create something new. Remember what Einstein said, you can't solve a problem with the same mind that created it. Have you noticed that our minds, our beliefs, our approaches seem to want to change because we need it so we can solve the problem, because it's not solving it from the old way. So I love that quote for this because it makes sense. Here's the other thing this energy is going to do for us. We're going to practice being out of that comfort zone. We're going to practice feeling our emotions, not avoiding them, not shutting them down, but truly process them properly, not hold them back, because not pretend that they're, you know, just, you know, I'm fine, I'm good, and you're not really. Okay. Taking that day off when you need it, even though you feel like, oh, I shouldn't, I'm not actually sick with flu, you know, I'm not falling apart here. Let me just keep going. But maybe you need a day off, you know, things like that. I know jobs can be complicated with that, but we need to stop doing it the old way is really the bottom line here. We need to stop stuffing it, burying it, pushing ourselves through situations that we end up falling flat on our face really ill or coming down with something because we've worn our immune systems down. That is not conducive to a new high frequency of 5D living at all. 5D living, they don't feel guilt or stress or anxiety about, I need to have a day of balance. I mean, we're like, oh, that would be nice if my boss would let me. I get that. That's why this is a period of you know, shift and change. It's evolving into something else. Some of the other stuff will fall away. Some of it, you just won't want it anymore. You're going to get bored with, like, things you used to do that you loved. Totally normal to feel that in spiritual awakening times, to feel, this isn't working for me. You want to change your diet. You don't like watching the same TV shows or movies. You just don't want that anymore. To be empathic right now, it will feel like it's an overdrive. Michael, let him bring that comfort to you. Let him just ask him, say, thank you for helping me to just stay grounded and not try to escape what I'm experiencing right now. I just need to feel it. I just need to process it. And give yourself that love. Give yourself that love to process these emotions, to let them flow out. Because this is really cracking our hearts wide open and letting all that flow out. That's what feels weird. We think we've got it all controlled, and then why are we not controlling it? Because the energy, the chakras are opening up, and this stuff is purging out. That's why we're feeling it like this. I know. So this is a very heart chakra time right now. I would focus, if you're feeling anxiety, chest pains, if you're feeling any kind of chest pains at all, make sure it's nothing serious. But, you know, I notice that I see that a lot. when it's a heart chakra thing, you know, you just got all kinds of stuff going on. The dreams are crazy. The tears are flowing for absolutely no reason. And you can't stop them when they do, because we're cleansing and we're clearing. You can help it along and ease the intensity. Now I'm going to give you a few tips on that, guys. These are physical things you can do. You've heard them before, but let me remind everybody, in case you've never heard about it before, if you feel that it's very intense what's going on, or you are in a real state of tears, then, oh my goodness, this has just got to, remember I told you about the flower essence earlier. You can also do some energy clearing. You can also do the salt baths with some salts to just help draw and pull energy off. That usually helps quite a bit when you feel like, oh my goodness. Your essential oils, lavender is a very good one right now. Your crystals, clear quartz is a great one. Also, the heart chakra loves the rose quartz. That one radiates love. The goal here, guys, is love is the most powerful vibration on this planet. Love heals. Love is the basis of energy healing. Love is, honestly, only thing that really makes sense. And in order to send and receive it, we have to have an open heart. To have an open heart, we're going to feel. We don't want to be afraid to feel. If you are feeling, you are connected and your heart is open. So you might feel things that you don't like, then you're going to feel the beautiful things too. We're basically in training, it feels like, to live at a higher frequency, because we're in a higher frequency. We're practicing it. And some of us, we're not used to it. We're not used to it, but you will get used to it. And you will acclimate, your chakras will clear, you will align. But when you help them along and you have that intention to work with the flow of this versus against it and shutting down, it will smooth out and be easier. Drinking clear, pure water is really good right now, because water is a conduit that helps energy flow. The salt, like I said, is a great way because it's a conduit. So that's why oceans and beaches with salt water feel so good. But you can recreate that in your own home if you don't live near water like that. But anything like that, eating higher vibrational food. We're seeing a movement, and if that's not seeing the world changing, what a beautiful thing. We're seeing plant-based diets on a trend here. And I've been doing that for a few years now, and I actually love it. It is easier if you get away from meats that have a heavier frequency that assists you. That's a work in progress for people. That's a lot to say, okay, just go plant-based. I know. I gradually did it over several years. I didn't just do it, you know, real quick and be done. No. It was like gradual. And then the more I went that way, I gradually went up into the frequency. So that was a steady climb. But if you're feeling like, oh my goodness, I want to say, listen to your heart. Listen to what you feel drawn to do. If you have habits that you know you need to work on, you can ask for that support to give you that strength. Archangel Raphael is fantastic for that. Like, say you need to break a bad habit or an addiction, whatever you want to call it. Habit, addiction, they kind of same thing. Ask for that nudge. Ask for that support. And ask for those feelings of, because honestly, most of those things are just vices to stuff our feelings away. So that's going to be interesting in this energy, because a lot of those are just to stuff and not feel what we have going on. We don't want to cover it up. We want to see what it is, because this is opportunity to help us truly move into a beautiful, beautiful place. And believe it or not, I am out of time. Wow, that was fast. Guys, I know this is going to be an amazing year. This is going to be one of the most beautiful experiences as we learn to work with the flow of this energy and not avoid emotions and processing. We just need to get used to feeling. and embracing it and being okay with it, all of them, ups and downs, and then letting them go if they don't serve a purpose for us. And remember, when you run into somebody on the road or anything that you have going on in your life, they might be going through something. Just send them a little love and get back into your own journey. With that, guys, I love you. We're out of time, so I've got to sign off. Thank you so much for listening. We will see you next time on the Jen Royster Show. Namaste.